Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon. And originally this week, I was planning on giving everyone a week off so that they could catch up on some of the most recent episodes. But there came up this really hot topic in the news, and we were in the office and talking about it. I thought maybe this is a good opportunity to talk about it on the podcast. So with me today is Kyle Anima and Brett Harada. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's up, Damon?
What's up? Kyle called me out, and so we're both here today.
That's right. Tag team. We're gonna team up on you, Damon.
Yeah, we thought this might be a good opportunity for us to do a little bit more of a roundtable episode as opposed to a one-on-one episode. So it might be a little bit different, but hopefully this one goes pretty good. So, Kyle, do you want to explain to us a little bit about what this hot topic current event is?
Wow, you put me on the spot. All right. Well, it was the Balenciaga thing that with their advertising and child, I can say like child pornography almost. And so, yeah, we were talking about it and it was like, wow, that's kind of like just evil hiding in plain sight. Like if it didn't get pointed out, like a lot of people wouldn't even recognize it. So I thought, wow, maybe we should just talk about just good and evil in general.
Yeah. So Kyle, for those that don't know about the Balenciaga ad campaign, can you describe it a little bit?
Wow, man, you're peppering me today. All right, so they released I guess their new line, and it's like print ads, I think, as far as I know. I don't know if there's video too, but there's print ads, and then they have a lot of their products on the page, and they have kids in there, and you know, I think one of the obvious ones was like teddy bears, and they had like BDSM. Is that the term?
Yeah, or like dominatrix type stuff.
Yeah, like outfits on. And so the kids are holding those. And then that's the one that I think that caught people's attention. And so that's kind of like then saying like those kids are like walking around with those or like, you know, displaying that. Then that's kind of giving that image of like that's acceptable. And then as people dug deeper, there was other things. There's other symbolism things that are in there. There's went as far as like some of the papers on the desk on one of the photo shoots that you can blow up. And it's about a court case that kind of decriminalized some child pornography?
I think it was something? Child pornography stuff. Yeah.
I mean, none of us are experts on this. We're just kind of, we've all kind of got different pieces of it, but yeah. So then that's kind of started a firestorm where then people were calling it out, and then there was the company itself kind of made like an apology, which then a lot of people said, well, it's not really an apology, it's just that you got caught and now you look bad, and then it kind of started snowballing from there, and people actually starting to say they should boycott them, they should cancel them, and all that.
Yeah, so when this all came out too, originally I saw, you know, some of the reactions on social media and different things, and my first question was, what is Balenciaga? So I actually went up to Brett because, you know, he's more trendy, more fashionable. And I said, hey, Brett, what's Balenciaga? So for those of you that don't know what Balenciaga is, Brett, can you share a little bit what Balenciaga actually is?
I mean, you asked me, but I don't. Sometimes when I see Balenciaga, I'm not even sure what it is. But it's one of those high fashion brands, you know, that obviously, I can't afford and would never buy anything from there because I don't particularly like that type of fashion. But, you know, they're the high-end designers, and they have a lot of different, I guess, yeah, like dresses and nice, I don't know, it's supposed to be nice high-fashion clothes. And they do collaborations with a lot of other companies to get their name on it, and that just increases the value by just having their name on it or their logo. And so they're a part of all the fashion shows. And
are there any celebrities that are associated with them?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of partnerships. They get different celebrities like the Kardashians. Kanye West was in partnership with them. You know, they'll ask different celebrities to wear their stuff to award shows or just do in different photo shoots. And so I'm sure there's a lot of celebrities that have kind of come in contact with them or have repped their apparel or been a part of a campaign, or a lot of music artists too, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these areas where they're trying to flaunt how much money they have by knowing that you're wearing a Balenciaga belt, that means you spent, I don't even know how much.
Just so you know, so I went on their website last night because I didn't know anything about it, and I thought, okay, what's high end? So they teamed up with Adidas, and there's a Adidas beanie that says Balenciaga underneath the Adidas logo, and it was $500 for a regular cotton beanie. As far as I can tell, it's cotton.
Yeah, so it's just that whole, like, if you see somebody with that logo or wearing it, then it assumes that they, you know, have a lot of money, or they, it's that whole today's culture. It's flexing on people. It's showing off without saying anything.
Brett gotta keep it while he did that.
I gotta keep it young for the middle schoolers, you know, gotta be able to relate.
Okay. So what was the feeling like around Balenciaga before this controversy happened? Was it pretty positive? Were they, before this happened, I had no clue who Balenciaga was. So what was kind of the feel, the sense around Balenciaga as a whole, as a company?
I mean, I think it's close to those, like, and I don't even know to which degree is which one's higher or better, but it's kind of like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all of those where it's like name brands where if you see it, you know it, and it's like, oh, dang, they have that. Or like, you know, rappers or music artists, they're going to wear it in their music videos to make it look like they have so much money. Or if you see people on the street where it's like, oh dang, they're balling or whatever, because they paid $5,000 for this sweatshirt, or they paid, you know, $8,000 for this jacket, or whatever it is, the shoes, the emblem, the collaboration. Oh, there's only a limited amount. And so it just has some prestige to it because of the cost, because it's not common, because you see celebrities or people in, you know, that are influential wearing it or promoting it. And so I think it comes with that pedigree that you assume that, like, oh yeah, it's this nice brand, expensive. And so it kind of makes you feel like if you see somebody that has it, or if you have it, it's kind of like, okay, I'm, you know, upping my status or whatever, or my level, or yeah.
Yeah, so when this controversy came out, we had this brand that was a high-end, very prestigious brand, and now this controversy surrounding especially child pornography and child sexualization and things like that, it really kind of made us ask a lot of questions. Mm. So as we were talking about it, I thought some of our discussions were really good. So Kyle, do you want to share with us a little bit about what we were talking about?
You want to give me a better lead-in than that?
No, I want you to have to think on the spot.
I think the biggest thing it highlighted was just the battle we're in with good versus evil, right? And it's I think we know as Christians, or at least we should be aware that we're in this. The Bible tells us that we should be hated by the world. We shouldn't be loved by them, and all that kind of stuff. And I know it doesn't sound good. It's not that we want to do things that are obnoxious and that kind of thing, but it's really the world's values should be opposite of what our values are. Mm. And so it just highlighted to me that there's that battle of good and evil. And then the other part was just, okay, how many, I haven't looked back on past photo shoots or whatever ad things they've had in the past. I mean, have they been doing this for a long time and just nobody caught on? And how many other companies do that? And for myself, I've actually seen this kind of stuff, I don't know, maybe in the last 3-4 years, I've seen it pop up in different areas, and the symbolism, especially like satanic things, and just, I mean, we just use the term evil. There's a lot of different types, but I think a lot of that stuff ends up getting out in the mainstream, and people most of the time don't even recognize or don't know. And then I think the sad part is sometimes they do know and they just don't care. So,
yeah, I think the other thing that it highlighted to me was like, it's easy to ignore that, especially like for me, like I'm not going to buy anything from them. So it's easy to kind of not associate yourself with that, but you know, reflecting as it more, I think especially because a lot of people are up in arms because there's children involved.
Right.
To me, it hit home with the idea of like, we all have choices, right? Like, so the designers or the people doing the photo shoots, like they made that choice. And so to me, there's an implicit message that is being across. And so for me, as someone who's looking at it, now I have a choice, right? To almost like receive those things and let it go, or to say something about it. And I think especially being a believer, like it's angering, and it's sad to see that there's people, there's company, or just that there's, like Kyle said, there's evil out there that is blatant. And it's, if people aren't aware of the choices that are being made, or even, you know, the choices that we make, if we're not reflecting and being mindful of those things, like how easy it is to kind of go blind to some of those things. Mm-hmm. And then it could be scary where that ends up. Right. And so, you know, on top of what Kyle said, I think it's just highlighting this idea of the choices that we have and the lens that we look at things through, and how are we going to analyze or deal with these things and move forward, whether you're even supporting or not supporting, or how close it is to you, how close it hits home. It's like, as a believer, it should make you think about not even just this company, but the choices that we make in our life. Are the other things we're watching, we're looking at, whatever it is, are we missing messages that could be pouring into us that shouldn't be? Do we have that same lens? So
making good choices. That sounds like a good topic for some teaching material.
Yeah. luckily, we didn't have to go this far into it. But no, I think it does, because, you know, I'm sure the middle schoolers, you know, like, they're going to look at celebrities or people they look up to that are wearing Balenciaga.
Right.
And so it may not be directly, but it's like there is a connection, right? Like things like clothes, music, like that all really creates what culture, it factors into culture, and we are all having to live within that culture. And so, yeah, that's definitely something, you know, teaching. I wanted to, you know, go across, talk about that, because our choices have impact whether we know it or not. And this is just one area that, you know, you could be affected by it, and you have a choice to make, essentially.
Right. And so I know for those that haven't listened to past episodes, we've talked about it, because Brett leads our middle school ministry, and my son's in there, and Damon's as well. And he's been doing a series on making good choices. So that's why I brought that up. It's good, because I think that's important that kids know that kind of stuff, so they can critically think through these kind of issues when they come up as well.
For sure. Yeah. It's just about equipping them so that, you know, we can't stop some of this stuff from happening, but when it does come up, we can choose how we're going to respond. And so that's the whole idea behind it.
Yeah. And so part of the direction that we wanted to take this episode is we just wanted to help to raise our awareness of just the different things that are going on and the different ways that the enemy is trying to impact us, make an impact in our lives, make us ineffective as believers. Because I believe that one of the things that God wants us to do is to take a stand for him against a worldly culture, right? And that's one of our values at Catalyst, and one of our focal points is that to stand for God no matter what, right? And so if we're standing for God, that means there's someone standing coming against us, right? And so this is just a very blatant example of one of the ways that Satan is trying to come against people and children, especially by, you know, over sexualizing and, you know, moving in this direction that's very, let's play it blatantly evil, right? And so we just want to help to raise awareness and help us to think critically about just the different inputs and media sources and different music or just different things that we're listening to or watching, to just be aware that, you know, we are in a spiritual battle. And Pastor Barry talks about it all the time. You know, we're sending our kids out to war. Are we preparing them? Are they aware of what battle they're in? Are we aware of the battle that we're in too? Right. And so we just want to help to raise the awareness of these things are out there. Are we recognizing them for what it is? And I think sometimes it's very easy for us to go to the extremes, like everything is out to get us or nothing is out to get us. Everything is safe, right? Mm-hmm. But it's really somewhere in the middle, and we have to raise our discernment and our critical thinking to be able to recognize, no, this is from God or this is from the enemy, and how to make choices out of that.
Yeah, I mean, just earlier we were talking, and Damon brought up the point about truth, right? Really, that's as Christians, we should be seeking out and following truth. That's, you know, Jesus is truth. But a lot of times we get lost in the noise that's around us, and the truth gets watered down, or it gets mislabeled, or things like that. But no, I think your point is great. I think if you go too far one way or the other, you're going to miss the truth, because both extremes, they're not grounded in truth. But that it's not an easy place, because you might have to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You might have to have sacrifices. You might have to mm-hmm. make changes. Mm-hmm. So like even like this Balenciaga thing, like Brett said earlier, it's not going to affect me, right? Because I don't wear their stuff. I mean, I'm not going to.
Sure, you don't want that for Christmas, Kyle?
I thought of you, Dame. They had a section on shoes. They had $1,000 running shoes. So I was like, oh, and they looked really cool, dude. You'd be.
Do you know how many pairs of running shoes I can get for that?
But, you know, that's not going to come at a high cost for me. Mm-hmm. But what if it's something else? I mean, I know there's been controversies with, you know, different, like Disney with, I'm drawing blanks right now, but there's ones where we interact with those, and it's like, oh, I feel that tension, because there's sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, but that'd be a major inconvenience, or even like a burden if I had to give something up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you have thoughts on that, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, I think what came to mind too, even when Dane was talking about, you know, he believes that God is calling us to stand up, stand firm and stand up against the world. And, you know, our church, that's one of the things to follow Jesus no matter what. So I think sometimes it can get really hard to decipher too, between like, okay, well, balancing that truth and grace of like, okay, well, they did this, but then, you know, I think we make our own arguments in our head and come to conclusions, or we give ourselves, well, it's not that bad. I think what it comes down to is like, we have to also look back at to like, what are we standing on or standing mm-hmm. up for, right? Because it's one to be ready to like, okay, I'm going to stand firm and be again and stand against whatever's coming. But it's like, are you standing firm for the right thing? And I think that for me has been huge, because it's like, I've felt certain wrestlings inside with other brands or different things that have come up, and I'm like, why do I have such an issue with this?
That's right.
And then I had to recognize like, oh, because like who God is calling me to be and the things that I know of God, like that's what I'm standing up for. And then it makes it a little bit easier and more clear to have a perspective what I'm standing up against. Because mm-hmm. sometimes if I'm looking at all these things, someone's saying this person has this opinion, but then they have this and they're trying to back. It's like, you get lost. It's like, okay, I don't really know where to stand. Right. Mm-hmm. But going back to the truth, like you guys said, and going back to like, okay, God, if God is calling us to do certain things and it may be against the world, then that's where the decision is. Like, are you going to stand firm in that? Or it doesn't matter what A, B, C, and D opinions are, because if it doesn't align with God's, then it kind of doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me personally, I think it's been really reflective, like for myself, to recognize what I'm standing on and who I'm standing up for and what that truth is to me, so that I can stand up against those things. Because, yeah, sometimes people can be really persuasive or very like make really good points or defenses or come up with really creative ways. And I mean, diving into like Photoshop, you know, like you can come up with all these ways to defend any argument nowadays and what's relevant. But it's like going back to, okay, no, Jesus is setting the example, and so that's where I need to stand. Mm-hmm. and leaning on that instead of trying to combat it in almost like these earthly ways too. And so that's been a challenge for me, and something that I think like even this has brought up for me to kind of look at it through that lens.
Yeah, we live in a challenging culture now where it seems like prevailing values are towards your truth, my truth. Mm-hmm. And really, is it my truth? Is it your truth? Or are we standing on the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just relative to how you're feeling but what is the truth, you know? And kind of as you were sharing, Brett, it brought to mind this, I guess, saying that I've heard before is like, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything, right? And so it's not just what we're standing against, right? We do want to stand against evil, but really what we're doing is we're standing for God,
mm-hmm.
right? And because we're standing for God, we hopefully we're living in the truth and we're not going to fall for all these different narratives or plot lines or just different things that are going on that are trying to deceive us to thinking that they're the truth because it's my truth or your truth, but we're really standing on the truth, which is God and his word.
For sure. Yeah.
So Kyle, in our prep, one of the things that you had talked about was there's three different types of people. I think now's a good time to insert that. Can you share with us a little bit about three different types of people in this culture that we live in right now?
Yeah. So I was, thinking about it this morning and, so we were kind of debating whether to do this episode or not. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, if we did, what would I talk about? And then I felt like I was kind of highlighting that there's three different types of people. There's those that know that there's evil exists and they do something about it. There's those that know that there's evil going on. Like so I'm in reference to like Balenciaga and that, mm-hmm. that type of thing, evil in our society. And then they choose not to do anything about it. And then mm-hmm. there's those that don't know. And so then they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, it's really, to me, it's really interesting is I think these types of things, I think they're happening or they're coming to light more often,
mm-hmm.
that there's a lot more evil in our society than we were aware of. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, three, four years ago, I didn't really care or dig into it too much. But then once you start seeing stuff, it's like, oh, your eyes are open. You have a choice to make. But I felt like this, okay, Balenciaga, it's going to open people's eyes to like, oh, there's evil there that I didn't know was there.
Mm.
And then they have a choice to make, right? So you were talking about choices earlier, right, Brett? And it's like they can choose to say, that's all right, I'm not going to deal with it because it's going to affect me emotionally, relationally, monetarily, because they have to make different choices, or they're actually going to make changes based on that. And I think a lot of times in our culture, we just choose the middle one because it's like, I know it's there, but you can justify it. You can make excuses like, well, that doesn't really affect me. There's nothing I can really do about it. But really then it's really just putting you on that path of that's just, you're going to do that no matter what, even mm-hmm. if there's things that you can choose or make impact on.
Mm.
So I thought, wow, this is actually a call out. So I know some of you listening, you might be like, wow, I didn't know there was this kind of evil out there. And now you've seen it, like it's being reported. And so like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And I think it, the point that you brought up too was like how you related to how it's not going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that, okay, everybody let's go boycott Balenciaga because like Kyle said, some of us, it's like, well, I don't even give 2 cents about Balenciaga.
Right.
But it's more that fact of, are we aware of certain things going on, messages? Are we just taking whatever we see as for what it is, or are we trying to discern and you know, look at it through a lens of, does this align with like God, or is this what he would want me to do, right? And like you mentioned, like Disney or just other, I mean, I struggled with Nike, and there's just other things. It doesn't have to be Balenciaga, but there's other things that, like you said, things are popping up. People are more aware. People are seeing it. Can we have the lens that God wants us to see it through so that we can make the right choice?
Right. Because then we have that choice to be living in our ideology, or are we actually going to make something about it? Right, Damon? Like, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about the difference between ideology and reality, right? Yeah. And so sometimes we get so focused on our ideology and what we want it to look like or what we think it should look like, but then we end up not living in reality.
Right.
And so for us, we want to make sure that we're living in reality. And I think we talked about this in one of our recent episodes where God wants us to live in the present. And that's why we call it the present, because it's a gift. It's a gift from God for us to live in the present here and now. And one of the tricks that the enemy is trying to do, or one of the ways that he's trying to deceive us, is trying to get us to live outside of that, whether it's in a virtual place or in a place where it's just an ideology and not the reality. And so for us as believers, we want to take God's gift and be able to use it for ourselves, but then also to share it with others where we are living in the present in reality and not just in an ideology of, oh, we think it should look like this, but this is how it is. And this is my role in what God is doing.
Yeah, 'cause like getting your ideology to come to fruition, there's a cost associated with it, right? But I think a lot of times we think of, oh, that's somebody else is going to pay that cost. Mm. But really, I mean, as Christians, we're all called to pay that cost. And I think a lot of times we don't even, either we don't recognize it or we don't want to comprehend it.
Yeah, so sometimes on these three-person ones, we're all looking at each other like, do you have something you want to say? Do you have something? Yeah, so kind of as we're wrapping up, one of the things that I thought we could kind of close with is talking a little bit about just what it looks like to be a part of, I don't want to say mob mentality, but just kind of going along with what everybody else is doing or what everyone else is thinking. Because I think that really influences us every day. It's like wanting to not stand out. And especially coming from a Japanese, Asian American perspective. Sorry, Kyle. I'm just speaking for myself. But, you know, it's really a desire that's been there for generations to not want to stick out, right? But there's times where God is calling us to stand out from the crowd because he wants us to stand for him if the enemy is influencing the crowd and he wants us to stand for him. So that's been something that I've always had to struggle with is, you know, what if God made me to stand out and not just fit in? You know, I remember growing up, there was this old term, right? Like the nail that sticks out is the one that gets hammered down. Mm-hmm. I guess that's probably a very Japanese one. But but anyway, that was something that was told to me over and over and over again was, don't stand out, don't stand out, don't stand out. But what if that's God's call for us as believers is to stand out and make the stand for him? What is that actually going to look like? So I thought that would be something good for us to talk about.
Yeah, I think that is I think that's something that we all probably know, but it can be hard to, obviously it can be hard to do it. Mm. And I think when we think about standing out, sometimes it's like these grand gestures, right? Like if you were to go boycott something, that's a pretty big gesture of standing out. Or if you were to choose to go completely opposite, that's, you know, a big way to stand out. And you know, if God is calling you to do that, then more power to you. And, you know, I hope that we would all have the confidence and the courage and the faith to do those things. But I think even standing out can be in small ways, right? It could be in just little things that we do. And so for me personally, I kind of have felt similar where I kind of don't fit a lot of the molds and I kind of stand out and have dealt with a lot of issues with people or just not fitting in or people assuming I'm this or that. And so I think I've come to learn that like the only person or the only thing that I'm really living for or trying to please at the highest level is God. And so if me standing out is pleasing to God in certain ways, then I'm okay with that. But but other times, if I'm standing out for the wrong reason, then I do need to get nailed. I do need to get hammered back in, right?
Right.
And so it's really balancing that tension of like, okay, God, if this is the obedience, right? If this is where you're calling me, if this is what you want me to do, if this is how you want me to be, and people don't like it, I need to be okay with that. If you're calling me to do this and people like it, that's also okay. Or other people join in. It's more just being in right standing with God, whether you're standing out or sticking in. And so it could be tricky though. It could definitely be tricky.
Oh yeah. I mean, as humans, like we want to go with the numbers, right? Like we don't want to stand out. We want to go with the group, and or at least that's how most people are. There's a few people that are willing or even want to be standout. Yeah.
That's another thing. When you want to do it just because everybody else is doing it, I don't know if that's the right reason.
Right. Either. No, seriously. And that's, we were talking about that earlier, and I actually listened to a podcast yesterday. Yes, Mimo did send it to me and Damon, but I heard it was actually Kristen Poon that sent it to Mimo. So shout out to Kristen. Good job. But yeah, he was talking about...
This is Francis Chan, by the way.
Oh yeah, Francis Chan.
I don't think Kyle said who it was.
Thank you. But he was talking about, following the crowd. But he's like, that happens in church too. Mm. And sometimes in church we think, oh, if people in church are doing it, then it's got to be good. But that doesn't mean it's good, right? So Christians can get on the wrong train, so to speak, as well. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to call each other out and be like, no, that's not right. So there's that group mentality. It's not just in secular society. It actually is in the church. But I like Francis Chan said, we see a strength in numbers when in reality we should feel extremely insecure in numbers, because when in the history of this world have the majority been right? And when he said that, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that's like that thing of when everybody's running towards a cliff and you have to run opposite, you look like you're crazy until people get to the cliff and they fall off and you're the one that looked brilliant, right? It's a super tough thing to do. But I think as a body of believers, that's where we really need to function together and support each other, to correct each other, but then also to be like that band of brothers, so to speak. We need to be united and know that arrows are going to come at us when we take these kind of stands for Christian values and stuff. But hey, that's how we can support each other.
No, yeah. I mean, my mind is going 100 different places, but I think in today's society, it's so quick also to jump on the train because of social media, right? As soon as one thing is trending or whatever, it's like wildfire and everybody sees it and everybody has an opinion about it. And so,
I mean, that's why they use things like trending hashtags, right? It's because they want people to jump on these different bandwagons and they want people to go with the crowd.
Yeah. Or like something hits and then you see your friend posted or somebody else do something, and then you think, well, that person's a good person, so this must be a good thing. I believe it too, right? And I'm not saying you gotta, we're not saying don't believe in your friend, but it's just like to have that lens to be able to critically think and say, okay, God, if Kyle posted something, okay, I trust Kyle. I believe that God has made him wise and smart, but also okay, is that true? Is that something that I need to go along with, agree with? And if not, okay, now I have the choice. Should I talk to him about it, do something about it? Or if it is, then, okay, sweet. I have a brother that I can walk with in whatever situation it is, right? Yeah. And so it's easy to get swept up, and I think a lot of it is framed in most of the times it's going to be framed in a good light so that people want to be a part of it. It's never going to be like, hey, we're all going to do this bad thing. How many people can I get to join me? Right. So it's just not taking it for face value and seeing behind it and asking God and having God be in that, and not just you trying to decipher, well, this research says this and this says this, or that says this. It's like, okay, God, ultimately your opinion or your truth matters most. And so, is this where you want me to be, right? And it always makes, all of these things always make me go back to elementary school or when I'm in Sunday school and WWJD, and that's so trivial, right? I don't even, that's the thing anymore. Nobody wears that bracelet. And I used to think, well, I can't do what Jesus does. So it doesn't even matter. But it's not that I have to be Jesus, but it's, What is he calling me to do? Where is he in this? And that's what I need to be doing. That's what I need to be following. And so, I think on a day-to-day basis, following the herd is something that a lot of us have to deal with often. It even could be something as small as your work setting or at school with other people at family gatherings. It happens all over the place. So it's not just set to just these hot topic areas.
Yeah, we weren't sure where this was going to go, and I think maybe we'll have to do a second episode because I think we still have more stuff to talk about. But just one comment real quick on that is, that brought up to me hearing the phrase, emotions are horrible leaders, but great followers. Mm. And I think like social media, like when you were talking about that trending thing, Damon, it's like, that's what they're trying to get us to be led by our emotions. They want our emotions to take over. And emotions are, they're good. They're valuable. They're like, they're, that's God's given them to us. But then as a society, I think we get led by emotions too much. And then that actually gets us in bad places. So, I don't know if you want to end it there, Damon, but,
it's a little bit of a cliffhanger, you know, for another episode.
Yeah, just kind of wanting to wrap it up a little bit. If I know we went all over the place on this episode, but I think one of the things that was really just highlighted throughout the episode is, you know, we want to stand on God's truth. Mm. And sometimes because we're in a spiritual war, a spiritual battle, it's not going to be presented to us directly. Sometimes there's going to be ways that, you know, different clips are going to be edited and different things are going to be taken out of context or ways that is presented. And so we're not always fed the truth. So we want to make sure that we are raising our level of critical thinking, raising our awareness so that we can make sure that we're standing on God's truth and not just going where everyone else is going because it's trending or it's fashionable or it's, it sounds good, but because really we're moving in alignment with what God is doing.
And that's why Damon's the host, because he can wrap it up like that. I couldn't do that.
All right, you guys have any closing thoughts?
I'm trying to discern, because I think just listening to what we talked about, it can be overwhelming or like just like, oh, dude, it's kind of like a bummer.
Yeah, I feel like this was a pretty heavy episode.
So I feel like what God highlighted to me was like, The heart of this is really to see that, like, God has given us the ultimate power. And when I say power, I don't mean like we're going to go destroy a bunch of things, but he's given us his truth and his spirit so that we can do all of these things, so that we can stand, so that, and it, we may not, like, even if all the Christians in the world band together, it may not take something like Balenciaga down, right? But the victory is that we have salvation, right? That we have the gift of God, so that the things of this, like, we're not living for the things of this world, right? And so I hope to that, even though it was kind of a heavy and even depressing maybe episode to think about these things, it's like, really, we just want to encourage, especially the believers, that, like, we need to use the spirit and the power that God has given us so that we can make these choices and not do them just out of fear or to be against something, but like to be empowered by the God that we have in us and the God that we believe, because he has promised us something better than all of these other things. And so, because I was thinking about it, I was like, man, if I was listening to this, I'd be kind of like, okay, I got to prepare for doomsday. But I hope that the listeners can be empowered to have these discussions and to feel like, no, like, God's given us power to stand. He's promised us something greater than all of this. And if we believe in that victory, then it's good to analyze and be wary of these things. But our trust should be more in that than having to deal with this stuff. So sorry to delay the close.
I'll keep my wrap up really close. Just when you were sharing earlier, I thought of iron sharpens iron. So I think I just want people to take away that, we all might have our different battles and things that we're going to face individually, but really we're not meant to do it alone. We're meant to do it with each other. We're meant to sharpen each other and have each other's backs. So.
All right, to cue you and Damon for wrap up number two. So here you go.
Well, in the end, God wins, right? God wins the war, right? So we're on the winning side. God wins the war, but we are in different battles right now. And we don't want to enter each battle unprepared or unequipped. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we're prepared and equipped. But we also know that in the end, God is going to win. Mm-hmm. And so God is giving us what we need to face each of these little battles. Mm-hmm. But knowing in the end, too, God wins. But
we're in the fight, so step up.
Until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.